Let's talk a little bit about endocrine therapy. There have been a lot of new data reported now in terms of aromatase inhibitors. What's your approach to postmenopausal patients right now in the upfront adjuvant setting?
The initial treatment for patients with postmenopausal hormone receptor sensitive breast cancer is to talk with the patient, check their bone density, and if their bone density is okay, then we typically start an anastrozole. Now, I sit on the NCCN guideline committee, and if you look at the next rendition of the guidelines, which will go online, you'll find that we have not dismissed the use of tamoxifen, but rather than taking the conservative stance we had a few years ago, as well as one still sort of cited by the ASCO Technology Assessment Committee, is the use of the AIs have really sort of moved up front. And within the NCCN guidelines, we're basically trying to select the AI to be used based on the design of the study. So as best we can remain wedded to the design of the trials that have been reported, we would generally say for first-line therapy, we would use anastrozole. If somebody has been on tamoxifen for a period of time, I think you now have a legitimate choice with exemestane after 5 years with letrozole. And the way the guidelines are developed is we generally look for the level of evidence, a well-written manuscript in a well-regarded journal, and then obviously the committee's opinions before we change the guidelines. We also recognize as a committee that we view all of these agents as active and well tolerated. So perhaps in our heart, we may not think there are strong clinical distinctions between them. We are trying to be evidence-based, and that's how we set up the guidelines.